This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. And Brandon Legal Group has been a terrific supporter of my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments for going on 3 years now. They just ordered shirts for every player in a record size field that I'm hosting at my tour championship on July 12th at Innisbrook. The shirts look terrific. Jeremy is the marketing genius at Brandon Legal Group. He took care of everything. Sean, thank you for signing off on the gifts for all my players. I'm very fortunate that I have Brandon Legal Group sponsoring the shirts, Navigate Chiropractic and Charlene Bauer sponsoring the towels, and the lovely Ebony DaCosta of DaCosta Realty in Tampa sponsoring the bags. Brandon Legal Group plays in the Tour Championship. They play in virtually every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. I have become very friendly with those who work at Brandon Legal Group in various capacities. And you can also look on my social media accounts for Sean and Jeremy and the shirts within the next couple of days. When you are in need of legal assistance, call Brandon Legal Group. They are a full-service law firm. You need not concern yourself with the question, well, what type of law do they specialize in, and does that fit my needs? Again, they are a full-service law firm. You need not ask that question of yourself or of them. And they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Pin Chasers also supports Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. I have to go by the Midtown location to pick up prizes for my tour championship on July 12th. Thank you, Anthony Peroni. All three Pin Chasers locations have been open for a few weeks now. I even went a couple of weeks ago with friends. We had fun. We had a good time. I have nothing bad to say about the experience and had no concerns about any of the COVID-19 protocols or health issues. None. Pin Chasers is online at pinchasers.net. You can follow Pin Chasers on Facebook. That'll give you details on all their specials, which they resumed immediately. No shortage of specials at Pin Chasers going into or coming out of the pandemic. Three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area for you to get out of the heat, get out of the thunderstorms, just get out of the house on this 4th of July weekend. And they, of course, are serving alcohol at Pin Chasers. You can visit them at 4847 North Armenia, 5555 West Hillsboro, and 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills. Pinchasers.net or Pinchasers on Facebook. My social media for you to follow along with me is Instagram at ToddWright2020 or Twitter at ToddWright2020, or simply friend me on Facebook. And I will not do the annoying thing that a percentage of people seem to do to me when they get a new friend on Facebook and immediately want to send you a request to like another page they built. No, I have one page. It's Todd Wright's page. And I promote this podcast. I promote my golf tournaments and do other benign things on my Facebook page. But I have over 3,000 followers, and you are encouraged to follow me there as well. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. You will see my picture. I hope you find it flattering. I don't necessarily do, but I know what I'm working with. Speaking of podcasts, I want to thank Hooters. They are back on board for the fifth year of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It will return on July 24th. This is a separate podcast to the Todd Wright Toddcast, but we're going on season 5 of the Fantasy Football Podcast. Some of you already subscribe to it, so you will know when the first episode on or around July 24th drops as we start to prepare you for your fantasy football drafts. At this time, Hooters is taking a different marketing strategy overall with fantasy football, and that is promoting pick up your food to go for your fantasy football draft rather than trying to have people gather in close quarters in the restaurant to do fantasy drafts. So following Hooters' lead, that means as of today, and this could change, where I for the last 3 years have gathered people from all across Central Florida to play in growing amount of fantasy football leagues that I commission, we will have another place we do that, and I'm going to bring the Hooters takeout. They consider this to be the better option for them, and I will make it a workable option for us. But the Todd Ray Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters, will return on or around July 24th for a run through the end of week 16. That's as far as we go with it, because if your fantasy football league doesn't end in week 16, you need to change it, fire your commissioner, or get in a new league that does, much like you need to not have a mandatory tight end in the same league. The same rules apply. We'll get into all that on the Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters coming up on July 24th. So a lot of good news here. Hey, if you want info on my upcoming Todd Wright Tour Championship, yes, I'm sold out. Yes, it's the largest field ever. Yes, it's on the Copperhead Course at Innisbrook, where the PGA Tour players play annually for the Valspar Championship. But there could be a cancellation. Introduce yourself to me. Send me an email, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Say, Todd, I hear about your golf tournaments. How do I get on the wait list? And if not this one, how can I play in Todd Wright Tour 27, which will be at the Eagles Golf Club for the last weekend of September with a friend and general manager, Jared Atkinson, part of the Troon Golf family. Email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. We've had 25 golf tournaments. I'm very proud of what we have done here. These are open to the public. We attract all ages, all skill levels. I promise you, if you have played in a charity scramble, as good as you may have felt raising money for charity, you will have a better, more organized, faster pace of play, and better golf experience with me than a majority of those charity scrambles. And because I have no charity involved, I offer you value at my events. I have never charged more than $99 for any of my golf tournaments, and that includes playing the Copperhead Course at Innisbrook. It was a $99 charge for Todd Wright Tour players. To get on the wait list, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. More good news, and this leads me into the Toddcast topic. And we all need good news. Hey, hang your hat on little things that are good news right now. Look at it this way. If you hate 2020, as of today, it's halfway over. It's all downhill from here to get out of this year. And I remain convinced something good's going to happen for all of us before this damn year is over. I remain convinced of that. Not just me, all of us. And I felt that way for 2 months now. So we're halfway there. So if you've attached the 2020 tag to all the world's problems, it's half over as of today. I'm recording this at 11:30 a.m. on July 1. It's a good day for me. I hope it's a good day for you. And it was a good day for sports on television, for golf fans, and for those of you, and I'm not one of them, who have an axe to grind against Joe Buck with some news that you may have missed in the last few days. Fox, kind of out of nowhere, is out of the golf business. It was a handful of years ago that Fox threw, as they are known to do in the sports world, a ton of money at a sports entity to add it to their growing profile. Now look, this helped put Fox on the map when they began the network, had a handful of primetime shows, and then they threw all that money at the NFL, and people were like, what's this? I believe, was it NBC or CBS that lost the contract to Fox? And it was like, what's going on here? Well, it worked. So they've continued to do it with various other sports entities, and they did it a handful of years ago with golf. Some said, including one very good friend of mine who is in the golf business, he said he actually came to prefer watching golf on Fox for their camera angles, their use of shot tracer, etc. And again, I'm on record. This could be its own separate podcast. I get why a lot of you don't like Joe Buck, and I disagree. Perhaps it's because, no, I don't know him. I've never met him. I never met his dad. I have another very good friend who was a producer of mine at ESPN who despises Joe Buck. I enjoy watching Joe Buck do his job. I think he does it very well. I like his sarcasm. I like his wit. I like that he doesn't make mistakes. I like that I know what I'm going to get with him every week. And rarely is there something that he says that's inaccurate or makes me want to hit the mute button or say, I don't want to watch this because he's calling the action. Do I want to play golf with him? Probably not. Do I want to share a beer with him? Well, if Aikman was there, because Aikman's known to enjoy a few and put up via auction the right to actually enjoy a few with him, if you don't know about Troy. So my issue is not with Joe Buck, but I know that Joe Buck didn't like doing this. But he's Fox's main guy. And when a network has a main guy, and I know we're kind of getting away from this, but ESPN did this with Berman for many years. Whatever their biggest property was, they put Berman on it. NBC did this for years. Whatever their biggest property was, they put Bob Costas on it. And then Tirico, and then Dan Patrick. Funny, they're all gone from there now. CBS does this with Jim Nance. So this is what networks do. There is a face of sports. There's a number one guy. So Joe Buck was paid to be that guy as part of the bundle of money that Fox threw at the United States Golf Association. Now, you may not know or care, but part of buying the USGA package was also Fox had to air, either on Fox or on FS1, the United States Women's Open, the United States Senior Open, I believe the United States Junior Lynx, and there may have been one or two other junior national championships, because that's what the United States Golf Association does. They are a different entity from the PGA Tour. Something a lot of you golf fans, those of you that aren't golf fans, don't understand, and it is kind of weird. The PGA Tour, which, by the way, isn't the PGA. They are two different entities. So the Valspar Championship is not a PGA event. It's a PGA Tour event. You want a PGA event? That's the PGA Championship. That's a major. So is the Open Championship. That's run by the RNA in England. The Masters, that's a major championship. Not run by the PGA Tour, it's run by Augusta National Golf Club. And the United States Open is the fourth major championship, and it's not run by the PGA Tour either. It's run by the United States Golf Association. So all of these organizations cut their own television deals. It's like Notre Dame. They're not affiliated with any conference, so they can cut their own TV deal with NBC. It's the same thing. So the USGA took Fox's money. Yeah, I guess I would have too. And it's always been a little different suddenly watching golf on Fox. It helped when ESPN got out of the golf business because suddenly Paul Azinger and Curtis Strange were able to go over and work on Fox because Greg Norman didn't work and various other people didn't work. Steve Flesch actually was okay. But this is a correction that I like. Honestly, golf should have never been on Fox. Just ask Joe Buck. He didn't want to do it. And I'm on Joe Buck's side. I like Joe Buck calling football, and as much as I don't like watching baseball, I'm okay with Joe Buck calling baseball. Especially when David Freese hit the home run in Game 6 against the Rangers back in, what, 2011? And just as his dad said when, I believe it was Kirby Puckett, hit the home run in Game 6 of the 87 World Series between the Twins and Braves, Joe Buck, and I said it as it was actually, I was thinking it as Joe said it, we will see you tomorrow night. Good job by Jack Buck. Good job by his son, Joe. But now that golf is, and so the U.S. Open and the USGA events are moving back to NBC Universal, which makes sense because NBC Universal actually has a channel devoted to golf that a few months ago looked like it might be headed for extinction, kind of like the Speed Channel for auto racing and NASCAR. The Golf Channel had to bid on the PGA Tour again to air the Thursday-Friday rounds and the early coverage on Saturday-Sunday, and ESPN, packaged with ESPN Plus and Turner, were trying to get it away. NBC Universal kept it, so the Golf Channel stays in business. Now the Golf Channel is back to having two major championships and NBC because they secured the rights to the Open Championship, 2 to 3 years ago. At one point, I think for 1 year, they were entirely out of the majors business, which is odd when one of your networks is the Golf Channel. So these things happen in threes. The shot that I called a while back, you're welcome, that Anthony Booger McFarlane would be a train wreck on Monday Night Football and wouldn't last, that's over. So we no longer have to deal with that guy stumbling and fumbling his way through a primetime NFL football game that we're trying to watch and enjoy. So that mistake has been corrected. Golf on Fox, which never felt right, which Joe Buck never wanted to do, which never looked right, which was never a destination for golf fans to watch anyway, although it did inspire CBS and NBC to use shot tracer technology more, which is good, much like their, you know, the score and time on the screen, that was a Fox thing, much like the ABA started the three-point line. The USFL had the red challenge flag. Yeah, good things do come from this. But we've corrected no more Anthony McFarland calling NFL games. We've corrected no more major golf on Fox. Can we make one more correction since these things happen in threes? May I? Thank you. Can we get the NBA Finals called by Marv Albert again, please? I'd really like that. And I don't know how much longer Marv is going to be calling NBA games. Marv's in his 70s. He still sounds like he's in his damn 40s. So many people, basically, there for so many people, you've had two sports highlights during the pandemic. One was the Tiger versus Phil, Brady versus Peyton Manning match, which was on Turner, even though Marv wasn't a part of that. Charles Barkley was part of the NBA's coverage on TNT. This is where I'm going. And the other highlight was the show The Last Dance, which was very well done by ESPN. Netflix also got some credit for it. As I understand it, Netflix did have some say in the project. It was entirely, though, edited by ESPN and very well done. As I understand it, Netflix actually dumbed it down a little bit for people who didn't know who Michael Jordan was or who didn't follow the NBA. So maybe it would have been better had Netflix not asked for that. But it was still really damn good. In so many of those highlights, as they flash back and forth of the six NBA titles for Michael Jordan. Who is calling the action in the finals? Yes! It's marvelous. Marv Albert. Now, he didn't do all of it because around that time, something surfaced about his personal life and he was removed from the play-by-play chair. TNT brought him back and he's been as great as ever since he came back. With all apologies to Mike Breen, I don't know a single soul who is not an employee, stockholder, or executive of ESPN and ABC who says about an NBA Finals game, oh, I can't wait to hear Mike Breen call the action. Besides, Mike Breen stole Marv Albert's downtown line for three-pointers. That's Marv's, not Mike's. Mike doesn't listen to the Toddcast, but you know what? Mike, I don't have an issue with you. You just add nothing for me. Maybe I'll feel different years from now. But apparently even you would agree. The best guy calling the NBA doesn't call the finals, and that's Marv Albert. And Marv's in his 70s, and I want to hear Marv Albert call the NBA finals again. And if that means that the finals move to TNT, which does a better job with their games and studio show, look at the Emmys, than ESPN, when you combine Marv with whomever they have sit next to Marv, the studio crew of Ernie Johnson, Charles Barkley, Kenny the Jet Smith, and even Shaq, it's the best. So now that we've corrected two wrongs of sports on major sports on television, no more Booger on the NFL, on NFL games. He's off Monday Night Football and never coming back. No more golf on Fox. I like Joe Buck, but I know he didn't want to do it. You hated Joe Buck, so you didn't like it anyway. Let's correct one more wrong. Let's have Marv Albert and the TNT crew, whether you have to simulcast it on CBS or not, like you worked out with the NCAA tournament, do the NBA Finals. That would work for me. That would be the best possible scenario. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Thank you to Ping Chasers, longtime sponsors of the Todd Wright Toddcast, and provide prizes for every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Ping Chasers has three locations in the Tampa Bay area for you to get out of the heat, get out of the rain, or do something fun on 4th of July weekend. 5555 West Hillsborough, 4847 North Armenia, 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills. PingChasers.net or follow Ping Chasers on Facebook. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. We will talk to you next time.